This episode is brought to you by CLA.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, May 2nd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. For many people, the supermarket is no longer the one-stop place to buy groceries. They're checking off items on their shopping list at multiple stores.
They are trying to find the absolute best deal at a time when groceries are more expensive than they've been in decades, and they feel like they're being ripped off all the time. And so this is one way they're able to save a little bit of money and feel like at least something is in their control.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Wolf after the break.
When it comes to planning for the future, taxes and wealth advisory tend to be viewed as two separate conversations, but some things are just better together. That's why at Clifton Larson Allen, they call it TWELFT. Here's Clayton Bland, Chief Wealth Advisory Officer at CLA.
More often than not, all of the decision-making around the tax relationship are predicated on things that have happened in the past. An investment advisory relationship would be something that's looking at, hey, what are your future goals? How can we allocate capital to help you achieve those goals? So when we talk about 12, tax and wealth together, that's really what we provide at CLA with that combination of both professionals. It provides for the necessary information to make the decision that will have the best impact on you, both from a goal standpoint of my portfolio and also from a tax consequence standpoint of when I file my tax return.
Visit CLAconnect.com for more insights from Clifton Larson Allen. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Investment advisory services are offered through Clifton Larson Allen Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC.
As food prices continue to rise, grocery shopping no longer involves just a visit to the supermarket. Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Wolf joins me. Rachel, how many stores are people visiting to buy groceries?
Between March 2023 and February 2024, people were buying their groceries from an average of 20.7 different retailers, and that's up 23% from those months between 2019 and 2020.
20 stores? Why are they going to so many stores?
They are trying to find the absolute best deal at a time when groceries are more expensive than they've been in decades, and they feel like they're being ripped off all the time. And so this is one way they're able to save a little bit of money and feel like at least something is in their control.
Yeah, it seems like going grocery shopping tears a hole in your bank account. How much have grocery prices risen?
Grocery prices are up 21% in 3 years, according to the Labor Department, and that is helping drive the trend toward multi-stop shopping.
How are people planning which stores they'll shop at?
People are sometimes going to really great lengths to find the best deals. They're leaving the city that they live in to go to a cheaper area. They're sometimes coming up with really intense shopping lists, plotting out what they need for each meal and the best place to get it based on the price. I spoke to a flight attendant who is now getting some of his groceries abroad where they're cheaper. There's a lot happening.
And that is going to great lengths, it sounds like.
Absolutely.
One of the people Rachel spoke to for this story is Florida resident Lauren Augieri, who often goes to great lengths to find deals on groceries for her and her family, and she joins me. Lauren, as food prices have risen, how high has your weekly grocery bill gotten?
So we are up to a budget of $250 per week now on groceries, up from pre-COVID, I was $100 to $150.
That's a big jump.
Absolutely. I also have had a new family member join, so that does play into it, but those grocery store prices are higher than I've ever seen.
How have you changed your shopping plan to stay at that budget line of $250?
Planning is essential. Every Sunday, I will sit down and I plan out every single meal. We try to eat 5 to 6 meals at home that I myself cook. I also work from home with my husband, and my 3-year-old daughter stays at home with us all day for now. So I need to bake that in. So 4 breakfasts per day. lunch for three people per day during the week, and then dinner for the four of us every night. And so it's all about that plan, deciding on which meals I'm going to cook, and then deciding which ingredients I need to complete those meals. I probably go to 3 to 4 stores per week or biweekly. Myself and my daughters have celiac disease, so that throws another fun twist into it where I have to go to certain places to find the gluten-free foods that we enjoy. And then Costco, those bulk items, paper towels, toilet paper, different sorts of breads and cereals, that bakes itself in also on a kind of a biweekly rotation.
How did you figure out you had to add all these different stores into your shopping schedule?
It honestly came down to price and preference. Certain grocery stores have better prices on certain items. And in going to all of these stores and checking out mailers and online digital coupons, I've gotten really good at figuring out which store I will buy which item from because they generally have the lowest price.
Wow, this is quite a planning exercise you have going on.
It is. I feel like I'm running logistics for an operation. This is in addition to my full-time job. It's definitely a chore, but it works out well for me because I avoid overspending and I avoid food waste.
Well, what do the numbers tell us? Have you been able to save money?
I have been able to save money. Me and my daughters turn it into a game. So we'll see what's on BOGO, what's on sale. Publix is one of our favorite places to track it. They have kind of a coupon counter there at the bottom. So we will get so excited at the checkout lane. Right now, my current record is $60 saved based on my either bargain hunting coupons or online deals or vendor coupons that I've been able to get. So that's the record that we're currently trying to break.
Do you long for the days when we go back to where you can get most of your items in one place, or do you treat this as a new normal?
Because of dietary restrictions in my family and because of our current budget the way that it is, I can't see myself switching back to, I'm just going to run out to Publix, get everything I need, and be done. I definitely see this as our new life moving forward.
That's Florida resident Lauren Augieri. Lauren, thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Reporter Rachel Wolf is back with us. Rachel, this way of shopping, going to numerous stores, is this something new?
This kind of treasure hunt shopping is a bit of a throwback to the time before supermarkets, when people would go around to specialty grocers to buy their meat and cheese and paper goods. Supermarkets transformed that, where people embraced the one-stop shop, going to one place for everything. Now we're going back to a more old-fashioned model, it seems.
How are retailers and the supermarkets responding to these current consumer shopping habits?
So some of them are leaning into the differentiation. They're promoting their store brands more heavily. They are really trying to excel at one category. Think like Trader Joe's, where people really love the snacks. I spoke to Lidl, which is a discount grocer, and they told me that they are trying to offer the best possible price on the item that its customers are most likely to be looking for that week. So for Cinco de Mayo, they're doing a big promotion for cheese and beans. And the idea is, even if they lose money on that one item, hopefully people will be hooked and know that it's somewhere where they can get better prices, potentially.
Is this treasure hunt approach to shopping sustainable? Seems like a lot of work, especially using up a lot of gas to save some money on groceries.
It depends how long grocery prices stay so elevated. If they continue being so expensive, they're eating up about a third of household budgets right now, which is the biggest share in 30 years. I do think that people continue shopping this way. They have no choice. I spoke to somebody in Brooklyn who has been using her trips out of town as an excuse to grocery shop outside of New York City. So whenever she goes to her parents out in Long Island, she'll visit the grocery stores there. She'll head to Trader Joe's to buy snacks and to Target, where milk is even cheaper than it is in the city. And then when they're at their home in the Berkshires, they'll often, again, go to the grocery stores there, but also visit local farms to buy meat and cheese. And they said that buying directly from farmers is actually just about the same cost-wise as it is to go to the supermarket these days, whereas it used to feel a lot more expensive.
That's WSJ reporter Rachel Wolf. And that's it for your Money Briefing. This episode was produced by Ariana Osperu, with supervising producer Melanie Roy. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by CLA.